Summer's almost gone. Summer's almost gone.
Summer is my favorite season, and I'm sorry it's almost gone. Just a week to go before Labor Day, the unofficial end of summer. What are your end of summer plans? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, August the 26th. This is the end of summer edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. And our travel consultant, Gary Knowles, is in the house with his Wisconsin event sampler of some fun and funny things happening in the state over the next month or so. We would love your additions to the list. And your calls and questions and comments about summer recreation, activities, travel in Wisconsin. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. What are you hoping to do before summer's over? Gary Knowles is the Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers based in Des Plaines, Illinois, and he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning. Boy, what a great summer it has been, and I don't want to see it end.
I don't either, but we still have at least a week to go of unofficial summer and another month or so to go of summer-like weather, I suppose, but it's certainly coming to an end. You know, I thought, Gary, that you were going to be on Madeline Island when we talked to you today.
I'm planning to head there shortly after we finish here today, Joy. You know, daughters traveling to other schools and packing and shipping people off have all kind of interfered with my leave early on vacation plans, but nonetheless, I'm headed up to the rock and the big lake up there.
I love Madeline Island. I love that area. What are you looking forward to doing up there?
Oh, nothing, which is the specialty up there. But no, but really, probably headed over to Big Bay Beach for a day or so just to sit and watch the surf come in. Maybe do a little rock collecting up on one end where there's a nice little rocky beach. Take a walk through the state park. There's a great trail through there. And ride the ferry back and forth a couple of times over to Bayfield and, you know, do a few things over in the Bayfield area, get up into the orchards and check that kind of thing out. It's always kind of fun to not have a lot of plans up there. Mm-hmm. One thing that actually they do have going on over there tomorrow night, I've been trying to catch this group for a while. There's a group of really prominent musicians who kind of hang out up there, and they play as a group called the Charter Cats, and they're going to be playing on the beach over at the pub on Saturday night from 6 to 9, and my plan is to try to get there, catch part of their first show, and then I'm headed over to Big Top Chautauqua, where the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band and Elephant Revival are playing. So my plan is to be able to hear enough of the first group that I can dash out to my car, get over to the ferry, catch the ride across, and make it up to Big Top, too.
Oh, does that sound like fun? The Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Oh, I love
the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. That just reminds me of my college days.
Matter of fact, they're releasing a CD that they made, a live performance CD that they made last year at Big Top, and it'll be their CD release party there, too. So, it should be good. Yeah, they've been around for a while.
Well, you are going to be hanging out tomorrow night when you're at the pub, restaurant, and wine bar in La Pointe. You're going to be hanging out in one of the coolest small towns in America.
That's right. The Budget Travel Magazine ran they do this every year, and I think it's probably the sixth or seventh year they've done it. They do a contest where people can nominate and then vote for towns that they think are the coolest in the United States. Small towns, very small. And as a matter of fact, as I understand it, La Pointe was the smallest town in the Cool Towns competition this year, and they finished in the top 10, so they get listed in the Cool Towns category, and they're pretty proud of it. I saw something up on their Facebook page the other day, and so it's a nice little honor, and it really celebrates America's small towns.
Yeah, and it's probably one of the coolest, given its location.
And yeah, you know, and it's interesting because I know Racine was, Ripon was also in the running. I'm not sure. I don't think they finished in the top 10. I may be wrong on that, but I don't think they did. And then a few years ago, Mineral Point actually was one of the top 10. And I think Door County Egg Harbor may have finished in the top 10 a couple of years ago, too. So we've got a lot of cool little towns here in Wisconsin.
Very nice. Well, I hope to hear from listeners in their cool small town or big town. What are you planning on doing before summer is over? Is there one last summertime activity that you want to get in before September comes, or before the warm weather goes away? Or maybe there is something you're looking forward to doing in September. Gary Knowles has a list of recommended events that he is going to share with us throughout the hour. And we have also posted that on WPR.org/joy and the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. But you can add to the list by calling 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. And Gary, also on Facebook, we've been doing this little contest, where in Wisconsin is the WPR sticker. It's actually a magnet, so we've changed the name. Where in Wisconsin is the WPR magnet? It's a little magnetic bumper sticker that says WPR on it. And there is a photo on Facebook, as there is every Friday, for you to try to figure out where in Wisconsin is that magnet. And I visited the water park capital of the world recently, and that's where it is, somewhere in the water park capital of the world. And listeners or Facebook users will have to guess. So
you have to guess which exact water park
that's
it's
right.
in?
That's
okay.
Right. That's right.
I think I saw that picture. It's quite a shot.
It's taking a dip. It's actually in one of the water rides. So
That's pretty neat, yeah.
And Gary, thank you for supplying some various shots of the WPR auto magnet on your recent travels. I know you sent one from Spring Green recently, I think, and
right.
Some other areas. You were out on auto tour or something, weren't you?
I was out actually setting the route for the Wisconsin tour that our Open Air Classic took.
That's it.
And we went through the Spring Green area, and we went down by the old Hyde Mill down to the, actually it's kind of buried down in the middle of a part of Wisconsin people don't get to very often. And we kind of traveled all over the state, up to the Dells, up to the Colsack Ferry, and up in that area. We had a great weekend last weekend, and the people just love Wisconsin back roads.
Yeah, and that's what you ended up doing this past weekend, then.
Yeah, this past mm-hmm. weekend was the Open Air Classic number 6, and put on probably 150 miles Saturday and Friday, kind of cruising through this area. Saw a lot of really neat sights.
Well, Linda on Facebook is recommending that we check out the cow chip throw in Sauk City on Labor Day. That's always a winner. Have you ever been to the cow chip throw?
It is. You know, I haven't been there, but we have it on our list because mm-hmm. One of these days I intend to get up there. And September 2nd and 3rd is the date set for that up in Prairie du Sac, right? Is that her?
Oh, yeah, she wrote Sauk City, but
Yeah. Well, it's either Sauk, Prairie du Sac.
Yeah, right. It's got all sorts of different
names.
You
can't decide on their name up there. We have Prairie du Sac on our list. But, yeah, that's always really a lot of fun. And if you've got a real strong arm, you may want to go up there and try to win that and pray for no rain, I guess.
Huh? Yeah. That's one of the wacky events
right.
that take place in Wisconsin. Just about every month you can find something a little bit odd. The Wisconsin State Cow Chip Throw Labor Day weekend. And what else? Aren't there? You have some
well,
other
you know, matter
oddball
fact, that,
things
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that same weekend. I mean, and I suppose I don't want anybody to take exception to this that plays a concertina, but there's a concertina jamboree taking place that same weekend in Allentown, and they're going to have some fun at that. And then in Sheboygan on the 2nd to the 5th It's the Dairyland Surf Classic.
Oh.
And, you know, it's kind of like you don't normally think of surfing and Sheboygan in the same thought, but you ought to because they've actually been doing it up there quite a while now. And really, they say they've got some good surf in Sheboygan. So.
They do. And I did a program with some of those surfers.
Some of those surfers. Dudes.
And I was almost convinced to give it a try, but I chickened out. But you know what I did try this summer? I tried the, it's not quite as adventurous, but stand-up paddleboarding.
Oh, you, I think you mentioned that one day mm-hmm. that you were going to try. How was that? Did you enjoy that?
It was fun. You're kind of standing on like a surfboard and you just, you're balancing.
Does that have a sail on it or is that the one?
Nope, it's just, you have a paddle, you're standing and it gives you a little different view of things. I also did a yoga class on a stand-up paddleboard.
Huh.
I prefer my yoga on land though.
Boy, that's got to be some real yoga.
Yeah, that's a little. I don't know. It's downward dog is a little bit shaky, so let's put it that way. But anyway, I see a lot of other. I saw one on here that I.
Well, did you see Sputnik Fest?
Yeah, there we go. That was another oddball
September
festival coming
10th
up
in Manitowoc, and you know why they celebrate Sputnik Fest in Manitowoc? I suppose, don't you?
Oh, didn't a piece of Sputnik fall there?
Yeah, it was. It's actually the first. You know, depending how you look at it, the first spacecraft landing site in the United States. Actually, probably on Earth, because except for the UFOs that really we don't know where they were first one was, but when Sputnik broke apart, a piece of it fell in Manitowoc, actually right in front of the Rar West Museum. They have a little plaque there that memorializes the spot, and a couple of passing police patrolmen saw kind of a smoking slag heap laying there, which they kind of picked up and threw in their trunk, took it off to the station house, and when they got there, they noticed that it had lots of gears and mechanisms and gizmos inside of it. And so a further check kind of resulted in them going to NASA, who told them that it was probably a piece of Sputnik that had broken apart.
So
they have a festival.
And when is that festival?
That is September 10th. And they have a lot of fun stuff that they do along with it. They have the Cosmic Cake Contest, so you can bake and show it. They also have a dress up your animal like an alien contest.
Gotta love that. Yeah.
That's gotta be a lot of fun, yeah. And they've got a good sense of humor up there. They have a parade and all
here is the
stuff.
One though that I saw that really made me laugh. It's also on September the 10th in Hammond.
In Hammond, yep.
The annual running of the llamas.
The 15th annual of all things, yeah. Yeah, they have a number of llama farms up there, and I suppose they've kind of taken the inspiration from Spain, where they run the bulls.
Right.
And if you've got llamas, you run llamas. And as I understand it, there's even some kind of good-natured paramutual betting that kind of goes on the streets up there as well, because they kind of run them down the street and. Then after it's over, I guess you get to go say hello to them.
Oh, yeah, so just the llamas are racing. You're not running with them.
I believe that's true. I think they have an owner that actually kind of runs alongside of them because llamas are pretty expensive, and they don't want any of those llamas running away up there.
Well, we'll talk about more of the wacky and the wonderful festivals and activities that are on tap for the next month or so somewhere in or near Wisconsin. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. What favorite event are you looking forward to? Is there an activity that you want to take part in before summer ends? This is a summer ends edition of Tell Joy Where to Go, and we're welcoming your recommendations of places to go and things to do in the great state of Wisconsin. Gary Knowles is with us. He has his list as well. You can find it on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and our program notes on WPR.org/joy. 1-800-642-1234 is the number to join us on air or send an email to talk@wpr.org. It's going to be a partly to mostly sunny and warm day today. There is a chance of rain in northern and western Wisconsin. Highs today will be in the mid-80s. Tonight, clear with a slight chance of showers and storms in the northeast with lows in the 50s and 60s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the 70s. That sounds about perfect. And Sunday, partly cloudy with a chance of showers and storms in the northwest. Highs will be in the mid-70s. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
been to Auburndale, New Auburn, Berlin, New Berlin, London, New London, Rome, the other Rome, Franklin, the other Franklin, New Franklin, Richmond, New Richmond, Ridgewood, Woodruff, Woodford, Pleasantville, Pleasant Prairie, Sun Prairie, Star Prairie, Pretty Sheep, Pretty Sack, Black Flambeau, Burnett. I've been over there, hey, smelled that dairy air, hey, once a Bob Clare, hey, thought I saw.
You're listening to Tell Joy Where to Go on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Every Friday at this time, we try to focus in on something special about life in Wisconsin. And once a month, freelance travel writer Gary Knowles joins us with his list of recommended places to go and things to do in Wisconsin. And this is a... He's got a big one. You got a.
You wouldn't know it was the end of summer by looking at the list, would you? It's a long list of things going on, and of course, you know, whenever you get to fall, it seems like activity picks up in a lot of areas, and it's hard to believe that you can have more things going on than you did in summer, but it's almost true.
Let me mention that this may not be a real summertime activity, but I do want to mention to listeners that. Next Wednesday, Gary, I'm going to be going to Appleton first because we have a listeners' dinner in Appleton on Wednesday night, August the 31st.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, it'll be nice. We're going to be at the Meridian restaurant, I believe. And we will talk about public radio. Jack Mitchell, who is the former director of public radio.
Sure.
He's the creator of the Ideas Network, this call-in talk show network you're listening to right now, will be the keynote speaker. Lots of... current and former staff will be taking part because this is the 25th anniversary of the opening of the Bureau for Northeastern Wisconsin. It's located in Green Bay. And that was when I was first hired by Wisconsin Public Radio. So this is my 25th anniversary, too, for working for Wisconsin Public Radio. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'm going to put together a little quiz, and we'll have some prizes. We'll eat some good food. We'll have some good conversation. For more information on the listener's dinner, if you'd like to get tickets, you can go online, wpr.org/Green Bay. Go right to the Green Bay Bureau website, and you can see more information about the dinner on Wednesday, August the 31st in Appleton. The following morning, by the way, from 6 until 9, we will be broadcasting this show live from UW Green Bay near the Wisconsin Public Radio studios, the Bureau in Green Bay, and you're invited to just stop by. It's a free event and see how radio works.
That sounds like a lot of fun for people. Now, is there a limit to the number of people you can get into your dinner?
There probably is somewhat of a limit, but I know tickets are still available. I think that there's plenty of room just to stop by. No reservations are needed for the broadcast itself. Certainly reservations are needed for the dinner. But I'm looking forward to that.
That sounds good.
Appleton is my hometown. Green Bay is my old stomping grounds. So we'll be doing some work-related stuff. But maybe, I don't know, Gary, maybe there's some Green Bay and Appleton Fox Cities events that I might want to check out going there or coming back from.
Well, that may be. What's the date again on the...
Well, that's actually, it's midweek, so it's probably midweek. A lot of this stuff is weekend stuff.
Well, you know, for sure, you know, Appleton has got some neat museums there, and they've got the Houdini Museum. Well, it's not the Houdini Museum, but I think it's in the County Museum there, and it's really a great exhibit of Houdini related material and stuff like that, so I would certainly check that out. And then there's the Bergstrom Mahler Art Museum over in Nina Menasha, mm-hmm. over in those cities, and they've got an incredible collection of paperweights over there that I would definitely
another oddball
go.
Thing.
that's right. It's another
it's
one
very
of those
pretty
unusual
entry.
Collections. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think there is, it's not, I think it's, it might even be this week, and I'm looking forward to that. Green Bay's Art Street, I think, is happening.
Yeah, they have art, well, let's see, Artrageous Weekend is in Wausau.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I think you're right. I think that Art Street is taking place.
That's all right. We'll find it.
It's on the list here. One of thousands.
You know, Karen on Facebook is in looking forward. She's not going to an event, but she's looking forward to going on a balloon ride in Lake Geneva. So before summer ends, she's going to hop in a hot air balloon. I love that.
I hope that's over Lake Geneva.
Yeah, not in Lake Geneva.
I know that some of those balloon pilots are pretty adventurous, and they actually have a technique where they kind of let the balloon come down. They call it touch and go, And I don't think they do it usually with passengers, but they let it come down enough so that it touches the water and then they take off again. But the danger in that, of course, is that if you let it come down and don't refire it fast enough, the basket can fill with water and it's real hard to get back out of the water. So,
no, I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I would love to. I wanted to go for a balloon ride around my birthday, but I have to admit I had second thoughts and other things came up. But I'm still going to get in a hot air balloon one of these days.
Have you done the zip line now?
I have done the zip line.
You like the zip line?
Yeah, I've done a zip line. Not in Lake Geneva, but I've done a zip line in Door County. I've done a zip line, and they just opened one up a year or two ago there. But speaking of Door County, Karen is also wants to find time to get to Schoolhouse Beach on Washington Island.
Yeah, that's a neat beach. That's the one with the unusual rocks on it, I believe. Actually, if you take a rock from there, you're subject to imprisonment.
You don't want to do that.
No, you don't want to do that. Yeah, it is a beautiful place.
Yeah, she says summer is too short, and she's right about that.
No argument here.
Yeah, in fact, I did make a Door County trip this summer. That was my summer vacation, one of them, and I love Door County. And I did not go to Washington Island this time, but the last time, Gary, I was at Madeline Island, where you're going this weekend, I did go to Big Bay Beach. That is really a beautiful beach, and it too was named, got an award, didn't it, as one of the best hidden away beaches or something in the country.
I think you're right, and I forget whether that was Travel and Leisure.
It was Travel Host or something like that.
One of those travel magazines, and yeah, they always get awards, and it's the neat thing is it's one of those places that it isn't discovered, hasn't been discovered yet by tons and tons of writers and people like that. That's why every once in a while somebody will discover it and then make a big deal of it, as they ought to, and it gets a lot of attention for a while, and if you get up in that area, it certainly is worth visiting. You know, they call it the Singing Sands of Madeline Island up there, and that's because, as I understand it, the composition of the sand is such that when you walk on it, it actually does make a noise. It kind of sounds a little like singing. Yeah, the park naturalist up there can give you a much better explanation, but it's got something to do with the way the sand is made out of quartzite, I think.
We're going to check news from NPR and Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will also feature this week's edition of Wisconsin Life, which is going to be about the summer swimming pool experience. And then we'll continue talking about where to go to have some fun in Wisconsin before summer ends. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Friday, August the 26th. We'll continue talking about places to go and things to do in Wisconsin after this edition of Wisconsin Life. Summer is coming to an end. Kids are heading back to school, and swimming pools, the heart of summer fun for many families, are going to be closing for the season. Producer Cynthia Woodland visited Madison's Goodman Pool recently to join in the fun.
Swimming and playing.
Swimming, diving.
Yeah, Marco Polo.
We play Marco Polo,
we see who can touch the bottom of 12-6.
Okay, so tell me about Marco Polo. How do you play that game, for those who don't know?
One person closed their eyes, and I call out Marco. And then everybody say Polo, and whoever I tag, then they Marco.
Oh, okay.
Me and Jamari, we always go down, see who can hold our breath the longest.
And who's held their breath the longest so far?
Me. A minute and 60 seconds.
Who's been winning so far?
She has. She is really fast of a swimmer. Well, I'm fast too, but she's faster. Even if I try to confuse her, she can find her way to get me.
How long have y'all been out here today?
I have no idea. It seems like we're only here for half an hour. Time just goes by fast, and it's just fun being with her.
I'm the favorite.
Are you guys best friends?
Cousins, actually.
I just love being with her, and it's so fun.
We practically get the same thing to eat.
Nachos, pizza.
Hot dogs and, like, ice cream bars.
Hot Cheetos and nacho cheese.
What's the deal with the hot Cheetos? Why?
That's something I've been wanting to know. I see all my friends with them, and I keep asking, what's with the Flamin' Hots?
They're delicious.
I don't really eat them that much.
My name's Hunter Pounders. I'm 13. I'm about to do a dive with the diving boards. The good thing about the swimming pool, they have diving boards and slides. It is cool, and they keep the water cool.
What kind of dives do you do?
Superman dives, swan dives, and...
Now, what is a Superman dive?
Well, it's like a Superman pose, and you just jump off the diving board. It's good.
How about you? What's your favorite part of coming to the pool?
Doing front flips. You just run off the diving board, you bounce, then you just do a flip.
Wow, cool. Could I record you while you're doing a flip?
Right now?
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to listen to Hayden do a dive here.
Front flip.
A front flip. Okay, my bad. Front flip. Hayden is approaching the diving board. All right. How did that feel to do your front flip?
Good.
What's your favorite thing about coming to the pool?
The slide.
The slide. Are you guys from here?
No, we're on holiday from England.
Wow. Do you like the pool so far?
It's bigger than the ones in England. And I like the diving boards and the slide.
And how about the people?
They're really nice around here.
My favorite part is coming to the pool because when it's like scorching hot, you just get in the water and it's so nice.
Well, I guess I could say another plus is being able to hang out with your friends.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like fun. This episode of Wisconsin Life was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council, supporting programs that use history, culture, and discussion to strengthen community life for everyone in Wisconsin. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is the hour each week where we celebrate Wisconsin life and talk about something regarding Wisconsin culture, Wisconsin life. And today it's our monthly visit from Gary Knowles, who is our travel advisor. He is the Upper Great Lakes columnist, Journal and Topics newspapers. And he is our monthly contributor to these Tell Joy Where to Go programs, where we ask you to tell us where are you going in the next little while? What activities are you looking forward to this weekend or this coming month, especially now with summer coming to an end? Is there one last thing you want to get in? Or one thing you want to get in for the first time before summer's over? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So, Gary, are you going to do a front flip or a cannonball or anything into Lake Superior when you're at Madeline Island?
Well, I may dip a toe in. Lake Superior tends to be a little cool, although this time of the year, if you're up at Big Bay and some of those places, the beach over there on Madeline Island, you can actually swim there. But it gets a little cool to go into Lake Superior, and I probably won't be doing any cannonballing.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to doing so many things before summer's over. But you know what I'd like to do one last time?
What's that?
I did it once in August. It was great. Go to a Brewers game. They are hot.
Yeah. Oh, you better get your tickets now.
I bet you they're selling out. Huh?
They've got some magic number that isn't real. It's like 22 or 23 or something like that. So, I mean, any combination of 22 Brewer wins and St. Louis losses, I think it is, puts them right up there in the driver's seat. And that's kind of where they are anyway. I think they're like 9.5 games ahead.
But it's always fun to go to to Miller Park and watch them. The game I went to in early August was against the Cardinals, and they won 10-5, and four home runs were hit by the Brewers. It was really a lot of fun. And I've already gone to a preseason Packer game this year.
You have?
Yes, the Friday night one against. I forget. Who was it against? It was against Arizona.
Yeah, that's last week.
But it didn't seem right. It was like, you know, really a hot day, and it was Friday night.
Well, we haven't had all that, you know, because of the strike or the action, we haven't had all of that lead up to the Packer season. We're getting it now. But, you know, it doesn't seem like we've had the training camp and the kids on the bikes and stuff like that, you know.
And Bill Martin's our producer, is reminding me that this weekend the Brewers play their arch rivals the Cubs at Miller Park.
That's right. It starts tonight, I believe, doesn't it?
Yeah. One of the things, though, is I don't like going to the games with the Cubs because the stands are, it's almost like you don't have a home field advantage almost. Yeah. Well, maybe this year it'll be different.
I heard that this year, I think they've had one series against the Cubs, but that it wasn't nearly as packed with those Cub fans there. Although you got to say, if you look around Wisconsin, there's a lot of Cub fans here that are sort of infiltrated and living in Wisconsin. Because, for a long time when we didn't have a National League team, a lot of people became Cub fans, I think.
Yeah. And there are, we have some callers that I want to get to, but we also have a lot of, there's a lot of ethnic festivals still coming up here. It looks like Mexican Fiesta is in Milwaukee this coming weekend.
Yeah, actually that's going on this weekend. Mexican Fiesta is taking place. And then we have some other food-related events that are kind of like that. There's the big pig roast they have up in Eagle River is actually on Saturday, and that's for a benefit for one of the sportsmen's groups up there. And Eagle River also will have a Festival of Flavors weekend coming up. Did we mention Taste of Madison?
No, we did not. Taste of Madison on Labor Day weekend. Yeah,
well, that's always a huge festival and great opportunity to try out some of those new restaurants you've been hearing about that will offer specialties. And there's all kinds of things coming up. There's a brew fest coming up.
There's never a weekend without a brew fest in Wisconsin.
I hope not.
Where is this brew fest?
This one is going to be taking place in Racine, and 250 craft brewers. That's September 16th and 17th, and that will be coming up as well. And
there are many other food fests. But let me, since we do have some callers, apparently there's a German fest coming up as well in West Bend. Ken in West Bend joins us. Hello, Ken.
Good morning.
Morning. Tell us about German Fest in West Bend.
Well, the best part of all is it's free, and it starts today and lasts for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Hey, that sounds like my kind of price. What's so? But you probably have to purchase the German food that might be available there.
Mm-hmm. I'm also very sorry about your pay cut, but what are you going to do?
Oh, well, thanks very much, Ken. No need to talk about that, though. We're still looking forward to fun. So what are you gonna eat at German Fest, Ken?
Oh, bratwurst.
A little kraut on that, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's going on all weekend, starting today. And where is it?
That's in downtown West Bend.
Hey, now, are they going to have that good German potato salad, too?
Oh, yes. And that's 25 miles northwest of Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's a nice bit of country over there, kind of in the getting up in the Kettle Moraine country, isn't it?
We think of it as God's country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
thank you very much,
great,
Ken, very
great
much.
Great area.
German Fest in West Bend. We talked to somebody from West Bend a couple of weeks ago during this hour because West Bend, I didn't know this, is considered the geocaching capital of the Midwest.
I didn't know that either.
And they had a big geocache festival of sorts, and geocachers converged on West Bend and looked for hidden treasures with their GPS.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it sounded like fun. Sadie in Delavan is with us. Hello, Sadie.
Good morning.
Hey,
good
morning.
I'm calling to tell you about the Walworth County Fair starting in Elkhorn on Wednesday of next week, and it runs all the way through Labor Day. And the part that I'm looking forward to the most is the harness racing that will be on Saturday and Sunday, post times at noon.
Oh, why do you like that so much, Sadie?
I'm just a huge horse fan, and anytime that you can get to go see the horses up close and personal, go through the race barns and meet the horses, meet the racing people, and it's free. You know, well, you have to pay admission into the fair, but once you're in, you get to, you know, have great seats and have some good competitive fun maybe with your neighbor sitting in the stands and watch some really exciting races. It's, you know, kind of a rare thing to see at the fairs.
Yeah, it is kind of nice. As I understand that there's kind of a harness racing circuit, isn't there, in Wisconsin? I know Mineral Point has some races, and there are a few other places too, right?
They sure do. Actually, they do a season that goes through the summertime, and if you want their schedule, it's at wiharnessracing.com, and They do Monroe, Mineral Point. They'll be wrapping up their season in Viroqua over the 17th and 18th of September.
Sounds fun. Enjoy yourself, Sadie. Thanks very much for letting us know about the Walworth County Fair on starting Wednesday and through the Labor Day weekend. Still some county fairs going on, I guess, Gary.
There are, mm-hmm. and I don't have the date right mm-hmm. in front of me, but I would guess that the Sheboygan County Fair is taking place. When I was a kid, I used to go to that one and always looked forward to it. And I didn't put all the county fairs in our list.
We did that last month for at least for some of them anyway. Yeah. We talked about some of the county fairs. You didn't make it to any of them or the state fair and eat any odd foods there?
I was hoping to get to the state fair and I didn't know if I was going to try that fried butter on a stick, but it sounded interesting and I wanted to see somebody who had done it and survived.
I couldn't imagine, but then again, I can't imagine. A fried beer was another.
Fried beer on a stick, too. Yeah, that they had that. And they also had fried, it wasn't fried, they had chocolate covered cranberries on a stick.
That I would eat.
Which
that
sounded pretty good.
Yeah, speaking of cranberries, isn't there a big couple of big cranberry fests coming up?
There are a number of cranberry festivals coming up, including the Eagle River Cranberry Festival. That's October 1st and 2nd, sort of right at the end of our list here.
And there's a huge one in Warrens.
Warrens has the granddaddy of them all.
And that's like the 23rd and 24th or sometime
around
then. That sounds
right, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the 23rd to the 25th is the Warrens Cranberry Festival. And boy, I mean, at that thing, they've got everything cranberry and jellies, jams, cranberry sauce on your ice cream. I know at one time they had cranberry pancakes, I believe it was, and they
Sounds
had a big
good.
Frying pan up there. Yeah, it's really a good one.
We'll have to do a program on cranberries and what to do with cranberries, I think, in conjunction with that. We're going to take a short pause, and then we have an open line for you if you would like to tell us about an activity that you're looking forward to doing sometime this weekend. Or Labor Day weekend, or through the month of September. We are talking about things to do during this last month of summer and beyond with Gary Knowles. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or you can tweet us on Twitter @JoyCardineShow. Checking the weather forecast for today. Partly sunny, there is a chance of showers and storms in the northwestern half of the state. Partly sunny elsewhere with highs today in the mid-80s. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manors, Wishwaters, Climate. I've been over there. Hey,
this is a end of summer edition of Tell Joy Where to Go. I'm Joy Cardine along with Gary Knowles, and we are talking about some of the things that we can do to make the most of what is left of summer. And we're also looking ahead to September and even early October, some fun and funny things to do in the state of Wisconsin. Gary has a recommended list, his Wisconsin event sampler, which we have posted on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and on our program notes on WPR.org/joy. And you can join us with your questions for Gary or your favorite activities, your recommended activities. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. All right, Ray on Facebook has some serious fun in mind, Gary. Look what he says. He says he's going to get his snow thrower ready for the white stuff this weekend.
There's a summer sport for you.
Yeah, I think Ray's a little ahead of his time there. Not yet.
I'm not ready for
it. We still have some wonderful summer weather to go. And as you note, fall is for feasting. We have just a boatload of food festivals throughout September and into October.
Well, we do, yeah. And actually, just if we go sort of to the end of the list here, I kind of was making a little list. And on the one end, of course, we have some of the stuff we've been talking about, you know, the the eating festival up there in West Bend, the German eating festival that they're doing this weekend. But we have Eagle River Festival of Foods and the Taste of Madison. And then, you know, you can go all the way to things like Beef-a-Rama, which is kind of on two lists. It's kind of on my wacky events list. And then it's also on the food list. So Beef-a-Rama is really where the parade of roasts. You ever been in, you know, you should be a judge for this, I think, Joy.
No, I don't think so, Gary, since I don't eat beef. But
oh, well. Then,
that's all right. I'd love to go to Minocqua, though. Minocqua is a beautiful
Minocqua is good. They have a Beef-a-Rama festival, the Cranberry Festival, of course. We were just talking about that. And then there are the apple festivals coming up.
Oh, the apple festivals. Now, I did go two years ago, to the Gays Mills Apple Festival, and that was based on a Tell Joy Where to Go recommendation, and that was very nice.
Yeah, the September 24th and 25th of this year. There's another Cranberry Festival coming up in Stone Lake, and that's on October 1st. And then you can't miss the granddaddy of all the Apple Festivals in Bayfield. It's their Apple Fest coming up October 7th to the 9th. And they kind of conclude that with their grand march down Rittenhouse Avenue, where they usually have the Wisconsin Marching Band and everybody else who wants to march, and really a lot of fun in doing that thing.
We have we're going to post these Fall is for Feasting recommendations
sure.
on Facebook and
sure.
our program notes as well, and I think your wacky one too.
And I've got I kind of put two lists together. We have the Wacky Events Fest list and the Feasting list.
Well, thanks. Above and beyond, Gary. So hey. We appreciate that. And I'm gonna certainly get to some of these food festivals this fall. Tom in Waterford is with us. We have a number of callers and not much time. So, Tom, go ahead.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
I just wanted to tell you about the 16th annual Wisconsin Pottery Association show and sale at the Alliance Center tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
50 dealers of vintage and contemporary pottery of the arts and crafts period and design, and also some furniture and decorative items. Runs from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Admission is $6, and parking is $6. But if they go to the WisconsinPottery.org page and print that out, they can have free parking for the day.
Well, that's a good deal.
Sounds very good, Tom. Thanks very much. See some pottery in Madison. And we did find out that Art Street in Green Bay is this weekend
as well.
Weekend. So that's August 26th through the 28th, the Art Street in Green Bay. And Earl in Medford is with us now. Hello, Earl.
Good morning. Great show. You mentioned Madeline Island, but I wanted to point out in La Pointe on Madeline Island, little town, Tom's Burned Out Cafe, the top of wackiness. There's all kinds of people there at all times. It had partially burned down. They just put some canvas up. Dogs are welcome. People off the grid are welcome. Whatever's going on, it's a great place.
It is. It's one of my favorite places, and I think I like Tom's slogan, we cheat the other guy and pass the savings on to you.
Earl, thank you very much. Kathy on Facebook writes, check out the Driftless Art Festival in Soldiers Grove, September the 17th and 18th. Great artists, great music, and great food both days in the hills of the Driftless area near Kickapoo. It's a great time, and I am putting that down on the calendar. I am going to go. I've been telling myself I wanted to get to that part of the state before summer's end, and just make it in under the wire.
It's a fantastic area.
And you have that one on your list, I believe, too.
Yeah, I think it's on our list here. We have a number of Driftless things on the list here, and always a good place to go.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had more time. Now we got all sorts of folks calling in with their suggestions. You can post your suggestions on Facebook if you have time, the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And when you're there, you can try to guess where in Wisconsin is the WPR magnet. And we will randomly select a winner from all the correct answers, and we will send you your very own Wisconsin Public Radio magnet. And I hope that you will use it, put it on your car and show off your support for Wisconsin Public Radio, and then take a picture of it somewhere while you're traveling around the state, like Gary has
done. Lots of fun, and well worth doing.
So, Gary, I hope you have a great Labor Day weekend and weekend this weekend and Labor Day weekend and fall. We'll talk to you probably before September is over.
I am looking forward to it.
Right.
You're going to have a great time.
Gary Knowles, Upper Great Lakes columnist to Journal and Topics newspapers. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Amanda Magnus for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.